That what? Rashi says, "Midid hevel liyacha misa." The afinu lekamon. We're going to learn later on. Mekala liyacha misa chayiv. If somebody curses his parents, one of his parents, after they die, even still yechayiv misa. So you see, by your parents, there's no p'tur of amcha that they have to be alive and not that they're going to die. Because even if they died already, still there's a chi of misa if you curse your parents. So therefore, a son, if he curses his father, even though the father has a chi of misa upon him, it's not worse that he died already, that he's still chai of misa. So that's the answer, that's the difference. What? Did he have a liyacha misa? So Rashi asked the question of Yimtaima, V'yotanan makal liyacha misa potter. You only answered so far klolo. By cursing, there's a limud later, even liyacha misa yechayiv. What about hitting? How do we know you hit your father? The Khurbi hit your father after he's dead, you're potter. So why over here, if you hit your father when he's about to die, are you chayiv? Rashi said in time, but not makal yacha misa potter. Fihocha mechayiv lay. Later it says, if you hit your father after he dies, you're potter. And here we're saying, if you hit your father after he has a chayiv misa, you're chayiv. Why? Mechayiv lay hako, diktoni hako v'kil lay. So Rashi answers, "Hai no time with the potter. You know why if you hit your father after he dies, your potter, not because he's dead. It's only a p'tur because you only chayiv even when he's alive if you cause blood to come out and you make a chabura. That's the only chsaron. The leka nefesh anymore. The nafkalei liel mi nefesh. So therefore, after he dies, the only reason why your potter is not because he's dead, only because there's no nefesh here." Mashenkin, in our case here, Yitzel Horeg, here would have taken the father out to be killed. He's not dead yet. He still has an nefesh with him. And so, Ika Chabura, you could make a Chabura in him. Techayu, he's alive right now. El Disciple Lomas, he's going to die. That's no p'tur by a father. By a father, even though he's going to die, it doesn't make a difference. Like, if it would be possible, a Chabura Liacha Misa, you would also be Chayiv on your father. The only concern is, after your father dies, you can't give a Chabura. There's no nefesh. Not called a nefesh anymore. Mashenkin over here calls the man the father is alive, even though he's going to die. It's called a nefesh. Therefore, the son is chayiv both on the hakor and the kilolai. Mashenkin and Acher is potter. But I call upon him my heavy law. What's the maskana to the first shiloh? What the yes for sheshes? Can his son be a shliach bezdin if it means to give his father malchus or to give his father benidui? Give him a klala. Omar Rabba bar Rafuna v'chein tonet v'rabbi Shmuel. The part we dashin lechorel ena benas a shliach liyovev la'koisai ulekaloi. No, not like Rosheshes. A son is not allowed to be a shliach bezdin. He has no head to hit his father. It could be the svar like I said before. Maybe he'll hit too much. He'll be a shidgas a misa, or he hears chiddush. He can't even curse his father. Really, he can't put him benidui because maybe he'll do too much. Chutz mi mesis. Only if his father was caught to be a mesis. If his father was talking to other people, convincing other people to be Eved Avodah Zarah, then even a son could be there to put to give him the punishment or to bring him to Bezdin, whatever it is. Shorayam Ratar Hilatar says clearly, Lo Sachmel, have no pity on him, Lo Sachaslav, don't cover over him, but give it to him. So Nasis, that's the only time a son has the right to give the punishment to his father. But all other places, the Klal is not like Rosheshes, Ein Haber Nasa Shliach. It's still a father, but there's a new pasuk. We don't have to have any pity. So this pasuk doesn't matter to anybody.
Yeah.
Now the Mishnah says, "Hamake over v'imay." If somebody hits either his father or his mother, so he said in the first Mishnah before, "It's min hanechnokim ischayiv misa." Here it explains, "Ein chayiv atshiaseil dem chabura." You have to make a chabura, means blood has to come out. There's a chumra when you curse your parents over when you hit him. If you curse one of your parents after they die, still you're chayiv misa. Like we learned before, we'll soon see, because it's possible to curse them. But if you hit one of your parents after they die, you're potter. And like Rashi explained before, because there's no chabura, only because of this Mishnah. Since there's a klal, it's not enough just hitting, just slapping. You have to make blood come out, that means you have to let a nefesh come out. And liyacha misa, there's no more nefesh, even though maybe the blood may still come out, but it's not called nefesh. Therefore, there's no p'tur that if you hit your father, liyacha misa, you're potter. So that's a chumra of mekalel over hako. Tana Rabbanan, word like this. Ove v'imoy kilel. The pasuk says, an extra at the end of the pasuk, it repeats itself and says a second time that you cursed your father or your mother. It's repeating. Rashi says, Kro Yisayruhu. So Ksiv Rashi starts off the Pasuk to Kro, Ashe Yikalal Es Abav Yisimai. The Pasuk starts off that you cursed your father or your mother. Why does it end off a second time? Abav Yimai Kilo, it's extra. And this Vidarshin, Liyacha Misa, come to teach us that even Liyacha Misa, even after they died, if you curse them, still Yachai, either one of them. Shiyach was without the extra pasuk, I would have thought to say no. Shiyach, a person could think to say, Ho yil v'chayi b'maka. A son is chayi v'hitzit, one of his parents. It's chayi v'misa for that. V'chayi b'makalo. A son is chayi v'misa if he curses one of his parents. So I would have thought to say like this. Ma maka, just like when you hit. Ma maka. Einoi chayiv, ele mechayim. You only chayiv if your father is alive and you can take out his nefesh. Maybe I would have thought, af hamakal, the same way for cursing your parents, ein chayiv ele mechayim, maybe you only chayiv when they're alive. That's what I would have said in Svara. That's why I need this pasuk. V'yoyt, secondly, kal v'chayimah, really I have a kal v'chayimah. Oma mak yishasu boi, shalei biyamcha kibamcha, when you hit somebody. This is going not like the time that we had before. Again, the pasuk only says clearly, v'nosi biyamcha loisor, that you can't curse a nosi biyamcha. So the tour that if a person is not being biyamcha, you're allowed to curse him, it only says clearly by cursing. But by makia does not say it. So before we had a man, the yom that learns out one from the other. Now we're saying, no, if you do not learn out a makia from klolom, so it comes out to makia is a chumra. Even though the person is not doing mitzvahs, he's Navarian, he's not doing maisamcha, still he has the law of kibamcha, that if you hit him, you're over a lav. Still the Torah says if you hit your own parents, liachamisa yepotor. If so, I would have thought to say for sure, mekalo, if you only curse them, liachamisa, that stam cursing is not so strong like hitting. That if a person is not doing mitzvahs, he does not have the locha like a person that is doing mitzvahs. In other words, the law of loisakalo, biyamcha, it only applies to a person that does biyamcha. So you see, klol is lil kal. It's only an aver if the person is doing biyamcha. If so, isn't it a svara, shaloi chayiv bo liyacha misa, that after one of your parents died, if you curse them then, there should be no chayiv misa? On this Talmud Loima, therefore, I need the extra posik to teach us, ove v'ima kilo, liyacha misa. It's an extra pasuk here, a second time, that you chayit even after they died. Samara says, is it really extra the end of this pasuk of Avivim Akilu? Ha nichol Rabbi Yonason. It's only good according to Rabbi Yonason, the Maisi Leikro, of Avivimai, that it's extra. Then you can make this drasha. Elal Rabbi Yashia, Yimayikil Meima. Rabbi Yashia says it's not extra. We need both parts of the pasuk to teach us the famous klal that you chayit for one, not for both of them. In other words, like this. Famous Machlokes says the tiny word like this. It says ish. Matam alone, why does the pasuk have to say a double lashon of ish? So one drasha is the rabbis as tumtum v'yadrubnis. So ish, the pasuk is asher yikal l'saviv, a person that curses his father, his parents. So why does it say a double lashon ish? The chiddush is any type of a son, even a bas tumtum of androgynous, even though the children are tumtum closed up there, we do not know if he's a zachar or a nekeva, or an androgynous, he has both simonim, he has simonim zacharos, he looks like a boy and like a girl, and we say, as sofik, what din he has? Still, he's a son though. It's a daughter, doesn't make a difference. And if they curse their parents, the chayiv miser also. Then the pasuk says, asher yikalel es other v'yesimai, that you curse both your father and your mother. If so, Amy, I only know, El Ove V'imai, maybe you only chayiv if you curse both together, your father and mother. How do I know, Ovid Shalai Imai, if you only curse your father without your mother? Or else, Imai, your mother, Shalai Ovid, without your father? Minayin, how do I know? Talmud Leima, I need the end of the pasuk that says, Talmud Leima, Ovid V'imai Kilel. So we dash in Ovid Kilel, it says the word Klola next to the father at the beginning, and at the end it says, Imai Kilel, the word Imai is next to the word Klola. So, Divrei Rabbi Yashia. So, according to Rabbi Yashia, the end of the pasuk that says again, Ovid V'imai Kilel is not extra. We need it to teach us that Yechayim, even though you only curse one of them. So, according to Rabbi Yashia, it's a kasha, how do we know, Ali Yisoid, that if you curse your parents after they die, you're still Chayiv? It's not extra. So, how do we know, Liyachamisa? Without an extra pasuk, we said before, Svar is that you should be part of Liyachamisa. That's the kasha, according to Rabbi Yashia, that he needs this extra pasuk to teach us. That you chayiv if you curse your mother alone. How do I know if you curse your mother after she dies, you chayiv? But Rabbi Yonason, it was good. Because if Yonason says no, mashma shneim ki yechod, u mashma echod b'yechod b'fnei atzmai, no, even though the pasuk starts off, asher yikalel es ovo v'yesimai, I would know either one separately. You do not need both. Even though the Torah says two, it can mean either one separately. Ad until sheyifra b'chla kosov yachtav, until the Torah says clearly yachtav, it says together. That's Rabbi Yonason's svara. So according to Rabbi Yonason, it's good. There's an extra pasuk ovo v'yimekilo. But according to Rabbi Yashia, it's not extra. How do I know if you curse your parents lachamisa? Minole, the Marin says, nafkalei mivakalel ovo v'yimoy mos yumas. Another pasuk, it says also second time. If you curse your parents, you chayv. V'idach, what is it, according to Rabbi Yonason, what does he do with this pasuk? Well, miberle l'rabois, bas tumtum v'yandrugnes. He needed to teach us that the daughter of a tumtum is also, if they curse, if a tumtum or a drugness curses their parents, they're also chayiv. For the Gemara, you need this pasuk. Tevli, we learned that before already. Tevli, me ish ish. The pasuk in the first pasuk, in Vayikra Chofetz starts off, ish ish ashei kalos aviv. So he answers, dibrei terek lashem b'yodim. He learns that's not an extra drasha. The word ish ish, sometimes that's the way the Torah talks. The Torah says ish ish. Therefore, it's not extra. So therefore, he learns it out from another pasuk of, Mevakal Obevi Mos Yumas. For the Gemara, the listening, what did I learn now? Why does the Mishnah say, the listening, Choyma Bemaka Sheba Makalo? Why does the Mishnah say that a Maka is more Choma than Makalo, Shehamaka Osa Boshna Biyamcha Kabamcha? That if you hit your parents, even though they're not doing my Samcha, they're Rishoyim, still Yechayim. That's the Avimina now. Rishankim Bemakalo. Mashankim, if you curse your parents, then for sure the Pesach says, Venosi Biyamcha. That you only chayv if they're doing my samcha. If they're not doing my samcha, you potter. So why does now Mishnah say that makah is more chomer than cursing? I'll tell you the answer is, our Mishnah knows here, like we had before, kisava makshinin hakol klola. Our Mishnah knows that we make the hekesh. That just like by klola, it's only by my samcha, the same thing by hitting, you only chayv if the person is doing my samcha and not if he's a Russia. Let's say if so, Hani Tenoi, this Machlokes Tenoim, if you dash in Amcha, by Makkah, is Hani Tenoi, some another Machlokes Tenoim. The Tony Chod, we learned one price like this. Kusi, if you have a Kusi, the Havimino is, he's a good Jew, he was Mizgayer, shows he's not doing mitzvahs. So one price says, Atu Mitzav ala Kosoi, there's an Avera not to hit him. V'yatu Mitzav ala Kolosoi, but there's no Avera to curse him, since he's not doing Ma'is Amcha. There's no Avera to curse him, but there is an Avera to hit him. So here you see, this Bryce holds that there's no Din Amcha by Hakor. For Tan Yidu, there's another Bryce that says, no, Iyata Mitzuva lo yakil losoi, v'lo yalakosoi, that you're not chayiv neither, whether you hit him or whether you curse him. Why not? We'll soon see. So Savru, why? Because we dash in Amcha both by Hakor and by Klolo. So since the Kusi is not doing my Samcha, you're potter both ways. So Savru, we thought to say, the Kuliyama, both prices hold, Kusim Geri Emesein. Kusim, when they were first Mizgayer, it was a real good Geris. They're really good Jews. If so, what's the Machlekes, two prices, whether if you hit a Kusi, if you're Chayiv or not? So my love isn't it, I'll tell you, Pihor Kemiflegi, this is what the Machlekes is telling him. The Ma'asava Makshinan HaKolaklolo, the second price holds, we make the Sekish. So just like by klola, by cursing, the pasuk says v'nasi bi'amcha. He only chayv if he's doing ma'is amcha. The same thing hakor also. He only chayv if the person is doing ma'is amcha. Umasov, the second price holds no. Loi makshinin hakol klola. I do not make this hekish. And therefore, even though for cursing him you put on, but for hitting him you chayv. So see clearly, it's a machlokes tanoim if you make this drasha or not. Dura says maybe no, loy, that's not the machoikas over here. I could tell you the kuliyam, maybe everybody holds loy makshinin. Maybe everybody holds you do not make this hekish. If so, loy makshinin hakol klola. You do not make this hekish hakol klola. So really then, according to everybody, if you hit a kusi, you should be chayiv. Even though he's not doing ma'isamach, he's not doing mitzvahs, still you should be chayiv. So why does the second writer say you potter? So I'll answer you like this. So Yochar over here, Paul Kenneth, this is the Machlokes over here. Ma'asav the Kusim Geri Emesein. The first Bryce holds the Kusi, their Geris was a good Geris. They're really Jews. And therefore, if you hit them, you're Chayiv.
Ulmasov, the second bride, holds no. Kusim Geri Aroyasein. They're only Megayer because they were afraid. They're afraid of lions. In other words, the Geris was not was puzzled. So they still remained like a goy. Therefore, if you hit a goy, you're potter. Throughout the Gemara, that's not true. Heyachi, if so, Hainu Diktoni Allah, we learnt upon this brisa that for Shairai, Kusiv, he owns a shore, and his shore does damage to Yisrael. It has the same malach like a shore, Shal Yisrael. That if a shore does damage, we know the lochar is Tam is only Chayav Echatzin Ezek. But if a goy's shore does damage to us, even the Tam has to pay Ezek Shalom. Or if we do damage to a goy, we're potter. And here it says that the shore of a kusi is to Yisrael. So you see clearly, he has a look like a regular Jew. Elishmamina, that Kesha Pligi Shmamina, is a good proof that Avada, both prices hold that a kusi is Geri Emes. They're real Jews. The machlokes of Yechaya for hitting them or not is whether you make the Hekish Hakol Klolo. It says Amcho by Klolo, so we make the Hekish that Hakol so Yoni Chayv if he does mitzvahs. If he doesn't do mitzvahs, you potter. So that's the machlokes to Amroim, to Tanoim. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, Teheyam Abayz. Teheyam Abayz, the bottom Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ha'agoynef nefesh mi Yisrael. If somebody kidnaps another Jew, so we have the first Mishnah is Chayiv Chenek. Now the Mishnah explains, Eino Chayiv Achiach Nisenu L'Rishusoy. The only Chayiv, if after you kidnap him, you have to bring him home into your Rishus. If you just kidnap him in his Rishus, you lock him up there, you put him. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad shiach nisenu l'reshusoy, you have to bring him into your possession. The yishtamash boy, you have to use him. He has to work for you. You have to use him as an eved. He has to be a slave for you. Shinema, the pasuk says, V'hisameh boy, and you work with him. Then you chayiv misa. And umachoroy, and you sell him. Since when you chayiv misa? Chayiv misa, if you kidnap somebody, and you bring him into your rishus, and by you, you work with him, he works for you, and then you sell him to somebody else, for that you chayiv misa. Now Mishnah says, you chayiv chenik. Now what's going to be, ha'goynev es benoy? Let's say a father kidnaps his own son. So Rabbi Yishmael benoy shabirchim mabrukah mechayiv. He says the father is chayiv misa. It's also called a goynevish. We'll soon see, however, v'chom poitim, v'chom say no, in such a case you're potter. If a father kidnaps, steals his own son, so we'll say that's not called bring him into your rishus, because he's motzah, he's found by you anyway. So therefore, you're potter from Misa. What's going to be gonav if you steal, you kidnap? Misha chetziv eved v'chetziv ben chorin. You have a person that first he was owned by two partners, he was an eved, and one partner freed him. So it's called a chatzi eved, he's half freed, he's half a regular Yisrael, and half a eved. So it's a machlekes. Reb Yudu Mechayiv, he's in this parasha. V'achom poitrim, v'achom say no. It has to be a ben churin completely, and not a neved. By a neved, you're potter. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now the Gemara says, V'tanakam aloi boy imur. What's the machlekes? That Reb Yudu is the one that says you have to work with him. Because it says in the posik, V'yisameh boy. How could anybody argue? The posik says clearly that you only chayiv misa if you kidnap him, and he works for you. So what's in the Tanakam? Says, Omle Ravacha Bray the Rovo, Imor Pochus Mishava Prutike Benayu. The difference is, let's say he only works for you a simple working. That's not even worth a Shava Pruta. The Tanakhama says, for that also, Yechayiv Misa. And that's the way the Rambam paskins. Even though you kidnap somebody, and he only does a small servant for you, he just ties your shoes, but if he does something for you, for then Yechayiv Misa. So Reb Yehuda says, no, it has to be worse to shove fruit to real slavery, so that we do not hold like. Boy Reb Yirmiyah, Gonvoy Umochro Yoshen, Mao. Let's say you kidnapped somebody, and you sold him when he was sleeping, the whole time the person was sleeping. Mao, what's going to be the locha? The Chura, you didn't work with him, there's no Imma, you should be potter. Mochar Isho Liubro Mao. Let's say you kidnapped the pregnant lady, and you sold her now, not that you sold her, but liubro, you only sold her that when she gives birth, the baby goes to the other person. You did not sell the actual isha itself. Now, is that called the mechira or not? So Gemara says, what's the question? Yesh derech imu bakach, or yein derech imu bakach. Is this called the way she works for you, or he works for you or not? So the question is, what's going on here? There's no work at all. The guy is sleeping, or you're only selling the isha liyubra. Where's the work at all? So Mar says, v'tefik lein, t'lek imur. What's your question? There's no imur. She's not working for you. T'lek imur klal, there's no work here. So of course you put her. So Mar says, no. Leitzricha yoshon dezagolei. If you kidnap a person that's sleeping, and then you use them as a pillow, you lie down on top of him, so you're using him. Is that called an imur? That's the question. Or else, isha, you kidnap the pregnant lady, she's very wide. The ukma biape zika, it's very windy outside. So you put her in front of you that she should stop the wind. She's a windbreaker for you. So you're using her. The question is that called use or not? The question is, derech imur bekach, or yein derech imur bekach? That's the question. Is such a work called a derech? Maybe the Torah says, v'samiboy, you have to use the person in a normal way of use. He has to come and tie your shoes. He has to do things for you. But such a work is not called an imur. That was a shayla. My, what's the locha? What's the locha take? The Gemara lies by a suffix. It's a doubtful if this is called an imur or not. Tanur Rabbon. The pasuk says, ki yimotze ish goinev nefesh meyochiv. You find somebody kidnapping a nefesh meyochiv. Sein liyele ish shegonev. The pasuk says, ki yimotze ish. You find the kidnapper is a man. Maybe only a man is chayiv misa. Shegonav ishurinayin. How do we know if a lady kidnaps somebody, she's also chayiv? Talmud Lema, there's another pasuk that says, v'goinev ish, that mashmu, whoever it is, if you kidnap the person, you're chayiv. Even if an isha kidnapped. Just as v'goinev ish, whoever you are, if you kidnap a person, you're chayiv. If so, so far, ein liyele ish, shegonav ben isha ben isha. The first pasuk says, ki motze ish, grain of nefesh. No matter who the man kidnaps, he's chayiv. Whether he kidnaps another man, or whether he kidnaps an isha, the man is chayiv. Isha. Now, let's say an isha kidnaps, she gonva ish. We only know so far she kidnaps a man. Because the second pasuk says, the grain of ish. It only says if you kidnap a man. This is the Rebu even an isha. But only if she's the kidnapper. How do I know if an isha kidnaps another isha that she's chayiv? V'isha shegon v'ish ish. Isha shegon v'isha minayin. How do I know even if a lady kidnaps another lady, also she's chayiv misa? Or this Talmud loyma umeis haganav ahu. Mikom okam. Says umeis haganav ahu, mashum, any type of a ganav, any type of a kidnapper you find, any type of a case, if they kidnap and bring the person into their reshus, and then they work with him, and then they sell him, the chayiv misa. Tanyi, the word another braisa. The pasuk says, ki yimotze ish goinef nefesh meyochiv. You find somebody kidnapping a nefesh meyochiv from your brothers. So, echor ha goinef es ish, v'yechor ha goinef es isha, v'yechor ger, v'yechor eved meshuchar. Whether you're stealing now, kidnapping a ger, he's also called Echav, he's also called a brother, he's also called a Jew. The Echav Eved Meshuchar, once the Eved Kenani, once he's Meshuchar, becomes free completely, he is also called Ochiv, that you're Chayiv. The Kotten, that in all these cases, if you kidnap them, you're Chayiv. Chayiv. What's going to be Gonvoy V'loy Mochroy? Let's say you kidnap somebody, but you did not sell him. Or else, Mochroy, you sell him, but V'yadayim Yeshna Rishusoy, he's still in his own Rishus, you never took him out of his Rishus, like you kidnapped him, and in his own place, you sold him to somebody. Potter, still your Potter. We said before, you have to bring him into your possession. You have to bring him to you. Potter. What's going to be Mochroy Li'oviv or Li'ochiv? Or Li'echad Min Akroivim Chayiv? Let's say you kidnap somebody, and you sell him to somebody in your own mishpacha. You sell him now to your father, to your brother, or to one of your krovim. So chayiv, Tanakam says, still that's chayiv. Still called, you sold him to somebody else. Ha-goinev esu avodim potter. Let's say you steal an eved kenani, your potter. That's not called ochiv, for that your potter. Now, Tony Tanakam